You don't have to go to that special finance dealer to get approved. At Blue Water Chrysler, no matter what condition your credit is, they'll get you approved. Visit Moran Blue Water Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram on 24th Avenue in Fort Gratiot or online at moranbluewatercdjr.com.
Ride the wave to savings with us.
All right, 7:40 on this Friday morning, the St. Clair County Community College Board of Trustees met last night on kinds of important business before the board. The president of SC4 with us right now, Kirk Kramer. President Kramer, good morning.
Good morning, Paul. It's wonderful to be here.
Wonderful to have you here a week after commencement. That was last Friday.
Yes, this is a season of celebration and planning and getting things done. But one of the celebrations is our graduation last Friday. 625 graduates last Friday, which is a 16% increase over last year. So we've talked about enrollment growth. You know, we talk about that, and certainly we are growing. Our summer enrollment is up again over last year. But it's also important that students accomplish their dream, their goal, and so that graduation is a good example of that. In fact, Paul, our graduation rate is increasing. So while we have more students, we also have a greater percentage completing. So that's a good news item for this community.
Well, it is. The graduation is so important because a lot of people start their college education and aren't able to complete it for a variety of reasons, whether it's financial or life circumstances.
That's true, and we are really leaning into that. How can we support students to complete, whether that's basic needs or whether that's study help or whether that's just social activities like bands and sports and whatever we can do to help students stay focused, committed, continue that education. That's important.
Hiring some new faculty, too.
We did. The board met last night, and we hired six new faculty, and that is partly to replace retirements, but it's also a reflection of the increased enrollment. We have students on campus. We need faculty to teach those students. And, you know, community college is an opportunity. You have a smaller class size. You go away to university, you may be sitting in a big lecture hall and you may have a teaching assistant. Here at the community college, you're right in the room with the faculty member. So six new faculty. It's great, great news story for our students.
The budget was approved by the Board of Trustees yesterday?
Yes, it was. $44 million budget. We are a fiscally conservative organization, good stewards of the funds, and the budget is student-focused. It is focused on helping students complete, and that's the primary focus of the budget. We also seek grants to supplement that budget, and those grants help us deliver services to students that just can't be accommodated in the normal budget.
And the millage helps with that budget as well. And you are seeking a millage renewal in August, right?
We are. Millage is critical, and the budget is based on that millage. Renewal in August. It is a renewal. It's not an increase. And it's for three main purposes. One is job training and retraining. Community college is a great asset for this community because we do both trades and transfers. So if you want to be a teacher or a principal or an engineer, we can help you get there. But we also do welding and nursing and machining and the police. And so we do those skills, skill sets that get you right in the workforce. It's also for repair and upgrade of our buildings and grounds, and that's important. Students want appropriate facilities to learn and to thrive. And then the last part of that millage is the four-year university options. And Saginaw Valley State University is an example. We have quite a bit of work yet to do, though, with Saginaw Valley. We're started, and it's a great start, but we have some work to do.
It is a start. What's the first thing that's going to happen? Are there going to be classes available this fall through SVSU?
There will be classes. We are starting with a Bachelor of Science in Nursing. That's the one that's out of the gate getting started, but we're talking to Saginaw about criminal justice, social work, education degrees, business, accounting, and so those classes, we'll have some classes in the fall. Interesting. Want to circle back to graduation. Mm-hmm. We recognize students at graduation that were graduating SC4 and going on to Saginaw Valley State University in Port Huron. So we're able to celebrate that relationship with Saginaw Valley.
That's really neat. That's fantastic. You have a new opportunity for students this summer to get some hands-on job training in, of all things, a a food truck.
That's right. That is exciting. Students want some experience related to their education, work experience. So we are working on that to help students have those opportunities. You know, we talk about the hospitality program, and that will be an opportunity for students to work in hospitality. Nurses work in clinical settings. The dental hygiene will work in a clinical setting. So we're looking for something for our business accounting students, and they will run a food truck. It's the acai berry bowl food truck with the cooperation of Andrea Margais and Nick Robbins. That was their original concept. But taking that truck, our students will learn accounting and management and supervision and food prep and permits and how the logistics of running a business. And so that's just a great opportunity. June 2nd. We will start every Tuesday and Thursday just north of the field house. So come on out, support our students, and enjoy that acai berry bowl. It's really, really delicious.
Sounds like a good plan. What else going on this summer on campus?
This summer we're signing athletes to work or to compete at the college. We started a women's flag football team. So that will start in the fall. Justin Kindle is our coach. It's an emerging sport. It's another opportunity for students to thrive. We're adding some more music options, pep band, drum line, winter guard. Eric Senkmajor is going to help us with launching those additional opportunities. And so just the continued excitement on campus grows and builds.
Great. Fantastic stuff. Appreciate you stopping in. Always good to see you, and always appreciate the updates.
Thank you, Paul, and always have lots to talk about, so I'll stop by every morning if you want.
If you can be here at 7 a.m., that'd be great.
There you go.
6 o'clock, even better. Kirk Kramer, president of St. Clair County Community College, with us here on WPHL. Let's check weather real quick.